A new controversy in stem cell research.
I don't think that they have made a strong case yet for why we need specially created embryos.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, where the House voted to let people buy prescription drugs from overseas, where they're cheaper.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The issue of embryonic stem cell research became more complicated with an announcement from doctors at Eastern Virginia Medical School. Instead of harvesting stem cells from embryos left over after fertility treatments, they've created embryos using eggs and sperm specifically donated for research. Patricia King, law professor at Georgetown University, says the scientists have gone too far.
I don't think that they have made a strong case yet for why we need specially created embryos as opposed to spare embryos. And until that case is made, I can't see why we would leap to doing this.
This development comes just as President Bush weighs a critical decision on stem cell research. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has more.
What those scientists in Virginia have done strikes the White House as a perfect illustration of the deep complexities involved in the stem cell issue. It raises the stakes as President Bush struggles to decide whether the government should fund research that involves harvesting cells from embryos.
This is not a simple matter, and the president is very aware that the ramifications of whatever decision he makes will be with mankind for a considerable period of time.
Spokesman Ari Fleischer says the president's listening to all points of view, and his religious beliefs will not influence his government decisions. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Now this.
Would you buy a pair of shoes without trying them on, or a car without driving it? Then why buy a vacuum on blind faith? Hi, I'm David Orrick, maker of the 8-pound Orrick XL Hotel Vacuum, and I want you to take the Orrick Challenge. Try my legendary vacuum in your home absolutely free for 15 days. You've got nothing to lose. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. I guarantee you'll love my Oric XL before you buy it and for years after.
Some original thinking by Starbucks barista Bob Glenn.
My idea of a Starbucks experience is the sense of community. I love people, and what working at Starbucks has allowed me to do is get involved in people's lives more directly. What I think is so great about Starbucks coffee being available in the grocery store now is that Starbucks selects the coffee, roasts the coffee, packages the coffee to enjoy it, and not just to enjoy it necessarily by yourself, but really to enjoy it with other people.
Your favorite Starbucks coffee. At grocery, at home, at last.
Tomorrow, President Bush will propose an overhaul of Medicare that includes prescription drug discount cards for senior citizens. With an eye toward helping all Americans cope with the high price of medicine, the House has voted to let individuals import drugs from other countries where they're cheaper. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
Just a day after the Bush administration acted to continue blocking Americans from buying drugs overseas, citing safety worries, the House voted overwhelmingly to let U.S. consumers fill their prescriptions by mail order from Canada or Europe, where prices are lower. Congressman Bernie Sanders represents Vermont, where some people drive over the border to fill prescriptions.
Let's stand up today to the pharmaceutical industry. Let's represent the people back home.
But the House turned down an amendment from Sanders that would have gone much further, letting wholesalers buy medicines overseas and pass the savings on to U.S. consumers in their stores. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
One element of the president's energy plan was eliminated today when the Senate joined the House in voting not to allow coal mining or oil and natural gas drilling on western lands designated national monuments. Montana Republican Conrad Burns told his colleagues they were making a mistake.
If that resource is there, and it can be done in an environmentally sensitive way, why is that bad or wrong?
But Washington Democrat Patty Murray said those protected sites are just too important.
Efforts to find energy on our federal lands must continue, but attempts to find energy in our national monuments must never begin.
Apparently, it was a simple case of carelessness that led to the deaths of four firefighters in the North Cascades.
It was probably a campfire that was left unattended. It started the fire.
Pete Sodequist of the U.S. Forest Service says the fire near Winthrop, Washington, was small and under control until the wind whipped it up late yesterday. The blaze quickly grew to 2,500 acres, trapping the four victims.
The conditions just progressed so quickly that I believe that they were caught unaware.
The firefighters, two men and two women, crawled into emergency shelters, but the flames overwhelmed them. Where people live may influence their risk of a heart attack. A new study finds that people in poor neighborhoods are more likely than those in well-to-do areas to have coronaries. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Listen up, men. There are things all men should know. How to watch two ball games at one time, how to drive without directions, and how to make this the last year you'll ever paint your house. For that, you need Duration Exterior Coating. Sherwin-Williams Best. It covers in one coat, it primes bare wood, and it's got a lifetime guarantee. And if you call 1-800-298-9996, one of our experts will come out for a free exterior house inspection. So get Duration. Be a man, but get your wife's permission first.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I needed a home equity loan to repair my roof, pool, basement, kitchen, bathroom, so I went to LendingTree.com, where a marketplace of banks and lenders compete for my business. I filled out one form and got four offers back within hours. And within hours is good, because my garage is looking kind of iffy, too.
When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
For a second time, flight attendant Anne Marie Smith has been questioned about her relationship with Congressman Gary Condit. Smith said nothing as she left the FBI field office in Washington. She's claimed that Condit tried to get her to sign a statement denying they had an affair. Washington police, focusing on the disappearance of Chandra Levy, are pressing for Condit to take a lie detector test. They're not saying what they found in a search of the congressman's apartment overnight, but police say Condit and his relationship with the missing intern are only one focus of the investigation. A federal appeals court ruled last month that Microsoft's agreements with computer manufacturers are anti-competitive. Today, the company announced a remedy. It will no longer require manufacturers to install icons for Microsoft products on desktop PCs with the Windows operating system. CBS News technology consultant Larry Maggott explains.
It means that manufacturers can be a little more competitive in how they market their machines and how they bundle software and features into the machines, that they can be able to distinguish themselves.
Microsoft says this change will not affect the introduction of Windows XP in October. Polaroid has found there is no instant solution to its financial problems. In the latest development, the company says it's exploring the possibility of a merger or sale. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Dear Aleve, I had these sharp pains in my knee, even though I had knee surgery a couple years before. Most pain relievers I tried didn't last long enough, and it looked like I'd never play tennis again. Then my orthopedic doctor told me about Aleve.
Aleve has the strength to work all day with just two pills. It would take 8 Tylenol to do that.
Thanks, Aleve. You really saved my game. Now if only you could do something about my serve.
Aleve. All day strong, all day long.
Comparison based on lowest recommended dose for a 24-hour treatment. Use as directed. Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
There's good debt and there's bad debt. Take my credit cards with heavy finance charges. Bad, bad debt. So I consolidated my bad debt with a home equity loan through LendingTree.com. I filled out one simple form and got up to 4 offers back. Interest on my home equity loan is even tax deductible. Oh, good debt.
When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
Stocks had some gains today. The Dow up 65 points to 10,241, and the NASDAQ rose 9 points to 1972. The International Olympic Committee votes Friday on where to hold the games in 2008. China is considered the front runner, and at home, individual Chinese citizens have done their best to whip up enthusiasm. One man rode a motorcycle 3,500 miles from Tibet to Beijing, carrying pro-Olympic banners signed by thousands of people. And in a truly Olympian feat, more than 1,000 women and girls use their own hair to braid a pigtail that's 2,008 yards long. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
And I'm Dave Zorn, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. 72 degrees under sunny skies here in Hollywood this Wednesday, the 11th of July.